We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the numbers that we don't have written down in ink yet is how many Virginians are going to be impacted with the changes that have occurred just in the last 24 or 48 hours, where restaurants and businesses that normally cater, not even to huge crowds of people, but just a normal procession of people during the day, that is turned off maybe to a trickle, maybe turned off completely. And the restaurants are probably feeling it first. Amy Cabanis is the owner of, you know, the very popular restaurant downtown here in Richmond called Julep's. And she's been kind enough to join us on the radio to talk about how she's dealing with this. Amy, I guess I should start. Thank you for coming on. But how bad is it for you at the moment? And what are you all thinking is going to happen over the next couple of weeks?
It's been fast and furious, to be honest. I set a plan in place on Sunday night with my manager and chef. And by the time I had the meeting with my staff at 5 Monday, the plan completely changed. So Julep's, unfortunately, is closed indefinitely, but we are offering curbside and delivery, much like many other restaurants. Mm-hmm. And owning restaurants for over 20 years, it was the first time ever I've had to tell my staff to go apply for unemployment. Everyone was laid off. So it's a real situation that's very scary, and I worry about my staff. I worry about, you know, the future for all of us.
Yeah. How many people is that?
About 20.
Yeah, that's significant. I mean, that adds up. If it's not just you, it's a lot of high-end restaurants all around Richmond. I mean, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in Richmond is the last decade, the growth of this restaurant industry. It's also kind of fragile when something like this happens. Looking towards the future, I mean, you know, if I'm trying to be optimistic, let's say that the immediate need or obsession, depending on your perspective, passes and we get to, let's say, late April, beginning of May, and all of these concerns begin to pass and the government officials say, okay, reopen. Are these people available again, do you think? Or, you know, what?
I believe they will be, to mm-hmm. be honest. I have a very strong crew. I've had staff with me since day one, which is 17 years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not many other options of employment for my staff.
Right.
So I'm hoping the unemployment will sustain them during this hard time and that they'll all come back, because that's what we all discussed in the meeting. And
not,
that's the ultimate goal.
Not to get too much into your books personally, but since you've been around the restaurant business for a while, and I've had a couple of friends who've run bars. I'm not sure I've had a close friend who's run a full-fledged restaurant. But do you all save money? Are you financed so that if you hit a crisis like this, you can pay the bills, like the rent and... hold off the creditors?
I have to say, unfortunately, no. Mm-hmm. People in this industry don't tend to save. I do personally, but I think it's hard for servers and bartenders and kitchen crew to save money. They, you know, they don't have a reserve.
Yeah, they're going week to week anyway. Yeah,
right. But it's kind of I feel badly for everybody. Yeah. It's a tough situation.
Have you talked to other restaurateurs in the Richmond area? Do you all have a chat room that you say, okay, this is what's going on with us, and this is how
you know,
we're trying to...
It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I have not. I think we're all just kind of in it on our own, but together we would all support one another, you know?
So this curbside delivery, I mean, thank goodness for, you know, Uber Eats and some of the other delivery services that are out there, I guess. I mean, that at least allows you to keep something going. And honestly, for the seniors who are listening to this program, if you have not figured out how to use these apps on your phone, that could be a way to, you know, save yourself from a lot of anxiety about food delivery. I don't know how long that's going to last. Does that mean you just staff the kitchen, the basic kitchen, and, you know?
Yeah, we had to get creative. My chef, sous chef, and manager are still on board. Mm-hmm. And our food, unfortunately, doesn't travel well, so we had to get creative and use all the product that we serve for dinner and make it into sandwiches.
Okay.
So the sandwiches my chef created are really good. Very excited about it. We got our first order yesterday, but the curbside and delivery, I don't believe will sustain anything. But, you know, in an effort to keep them employed, we're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see how it works.
And if this passes soon, which is my hope, that maybe we'll look at these charts and the numbers will give everyone a very legitimate, sober reason to kind of back off on the current stance. I mean, I guess it could explode on us, but if it doesn't, then maybe there'll be a respite here in the near future. I really appreciate you talking through this, and I'm sorry that you're going through it, but I admire the fact that your entrepreneurial spirit is still alive, that you're thinking, how can I save this the best I can?
Absolutely.
That is something that's unique to a lot of people who start businesses, and, you know, it's all on them to make it work.
Right.
Amy Cabanis, the owner of Juleps downtown, I appreciate it. And stay in touch with us over the course of the
Absolutely.
Next couple of weeks, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
I mean, you hear that? This is, you know, I really appreciate talking to somebody like that, because she's trying desperately to figure out how to keep her business afloat. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be some government program that will ultimately be an assistant in that goal, offer some assistance, financial and otherwise. But, you know, there is a mindset you got to have here of how do I survive? And it's on me. I got to come up with that. And if you start talking to small business owners, that's what you hear. And I think that's helpful, knowing that a lot of small business owners listen to this radio station, to know you're not alone, and being creative might just save you here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.